KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco.
Are you ready?
Jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Gray.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Gray.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Gray.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Let's go.
99.7 Now's Fernando and Gray.
Happy Friday. Woo! Fernando and Greg faithful. Welcome. Almost the weekend, feeling good and ready to go.
The nice thing about having a holiday on Monday is that the week flies by. I love starting the week on my next contract, Shan.
That's all you guys.
Yeah, I'm gonna negotiate that. We start weeks on Tuesday.
There you go.
Every week.
Include me in your contract, please.
Oh, you're always included in everything I do. Except for Hamilton.
Yeah, why'd you guys invite me to that?
Well, I got you on the list. You wasn't on the list.
Oh, for that, for next time. Okay.
Yeah, well, you do a lot of things I'm not on the. You didn't take me to Cabo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go to Robin on Tuesday if you guys want
to
go.
You didn't take him to see Kim Kardashian.
Listen. I cannot believe, first of all, I love Robin, that you're going to go out on a Tuesday.
She is the only one that I will go out for during the week at this point in my life.
Well, Hamilton is in town. I did go out.
Alexander Hamilton.
There it is.
There it is.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
I know people are so excited. The queens that were sitting behind me, I thought there were several times they were going to have a heart attack. Like, they were doing this. I just don't get, like, I love the show, but, like, they were making these, like, you know how dogs sit at the door and whimper when their owner is leaving?
Yes,
that's
I know
the noise they were making behind us. And I just kept hitting my friend, like, what is going on back there? They were like, during certain parts and like during certain times. And then the biggest queen of the two queens, they're both pretty big queens, like leapt to his feet at the end. Listen, when the end is the end, I try to avoid traffic. Sandra and I were like, even with this bum knee, I was running from the door. Like, I am trying to get out because I need to get into bed by 9:30.
Uh-huh. It's been a long time
These
since
guys
I saw
like,
a show.
Whoa!
I know. Everybody got up. Everybody.
Like, I think one of them exploded, but I laughed so fast. I thought I got some of his blood on my shoulder. Because his head exploded. But I ran, so I just wiped it off real quick and just kept going. I don't know if it was ketchup or his brain.
Yeah, blood or something else.
It might have been. Oh, Shan.
No, it was red.
Oh, okay. Ooh, then that would be good. Anyway.
So what did you guys think of the show?
It was awesome.
It was good. You should
definitely. And I even sent this in an email. I'm like, I'm just hearing so much about this show. Everybody's like, ooh, Hamilton. And I'm like, I'm going to be let down. I just know it. I'm going to go. I'm going to watch this and go, ooh, isn't that great? No, it was fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, you might have heard me like good and all.
Maybe that was Fernando.
Yeah, maybe
there.
It was. I don't know, because I was super excited. Well, that, and I was freezing cold. Can we bring down the temperature or bring up the temperature a little bit in that theater? My God, I was freezing to death. And I have to say, too, wouldn't it great to just have a show start or an event start at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, did they do that just for you guys? Or
They did it just for Fernando.
For me.
Oh.
Maybe they heard you guys were coming. Yeah. Like, oh, they need to be asleep early.
They did it. I don't know why they started it at that time. The other shows are not. I'm going on March the 1st. I'm going again next Friday.
So. Oh. You liked it that much?
Well, I had already purchased tickets when they reached out and offered us tickets. So
Damn.
I had already purchased tickets. So, but yeah, I'm going to go again. So, and you can't come with me.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, are you going to invite me this
Sorry,
time?
Sorry, I didn't I thought you were on the invite list.
See how I get treated here?
I got you added to the invite list,
All
Shannon.
Right, now
you will
after,
never be forgotten
after
again.
After I'm not going to see it.
You'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. I talked to the guy there.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have one of the stars of the show in. He told me when you watch the show, pick the person you want. Whenever I saw him at intermission, or as I call it, halftime, I said, girl, I picked him. I mean, Hamilton is fine.
Oh, he's like, coming to the show?
He's fine.
Wow.
Yes, he's coming to the show.
The famous, famous, famous one?
Well, no, he's not living where we're at. That's what you're thinking about.
Well,
oh, man.
It's No, the guy that's in this show.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, this guy is full on. I said, I picked the one I want. I have plucked him out.
Yeah, he is good.
I'm about to go backstage and get him, girl. So he will be in here.
I mean,
Shan, I know you are never shy about asking for anything free.
Uh-huh.
So when they come in here, you go like this.
Right.
Oh, I really want to see the show, but no one's giving me tickets. Uh-huh. And then what can they say? They're going to give you tickets.
Like, oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah. No, you can put it on us. They're like, no, Fernando and Greg forgot all about me.
Listen,
they didn't even include
the lead in Hamilton is Vaughn. I mean, he's so hot.
What is he?
Vaughn.
Okay.
Dude, when he came out on stage, Sandra and I like did the whole like we hit each other in the chest. Like you're like,
yeah, you were like those two queens sitting behind
you. At the same time.
Like, I don't even care if he can act. I was like, damn.
He can do that too. He can do it all.
Fernando and Greg.
Wake up, turn it up. 99.7 Now.
Less than 5 minutes, go pay your bills. If you're registered at 99.7now.com, then this could be your name we call here in just a little bit. Yesterday we were talking about this. A man's prosthetic arm was stolen from his car parked in an alley south of Market in San Francisco. And recently I keep seeing that reports are saying that the car break-ins are on the decline, but don't let your guard down because there's still too many of them.
Well, the height of it was 1 month there were 2,600 car break-ins in a month. Now, January saw just 1,800. 1,800, though, in a month. 1,800. That's just in the little city of San Francisco.
What a damn shame.
1,800 car break-ins. And those are just the ones that are reported. I had my car broken into in, maybe it was February, but I didn't even report it.
For what? What's the point?
Well, they didn't smash a window. If they had smashed a window, I would have. But, yeah, I didn't even report it.
Even when they smash a window, it's like, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, they say you need to let the police know because then maybe they'll patrol the area more. I'm like, girl, do you know what's going on in the Tenderloin? They're going to tell me, listen, we ain't got time to get up to Corona High where the biggest problem you got is that the coffee at the corner store isn't hot enough for you, sir. We got to deal with the Tenderloin. So please do not call this number again.
You got that squirrel ripping up your cushions.
Yeah, they're like, just do not call us again for your little problem.
Well,
we're trying to pick syringes out of our feet while we're walking down the street.
Well, that's my neighborhood. Each one of us in this room, though, has had their car broken into.
Yeah.
At least once. I know I've had twice, Shan.
I had it right by our old station over there on Battery Street, like a dumbass.
Twice. Yeah.
And they stole my hot Cheetos out of the car. I had a fresh bag in there. Listen, I was like, wow.
They're going to get what it looks like.
They were
looks appetizing.
Abe, what did they get from you?
So I left my car keys in the car. They broke in. Well, they can't say they broke in. They opened the door, and they took them, and they left the car.
What? Why?
To be
Wait, yeah, why would they? And where were the keys? Were they in the ignition, on the seat? Like, where'd you leave them?
Right in the center console, hanging out with my Ray-Bans. They took those. They took, you know, the car keys, and then that's it. That had my house keys on it and everything. They just take the car.
But I still don't get it. Maybe they didn't want to be car thieves, but they just said, hey, maybe these keys will come in handy later on.
Key thieves, yep. You never know. Well, it's a sick world out there.
Dude, that was what I was really ticked off about this last time they stole my Ray-Bans. And yesterday I went to buy new ones. I found the perfect ones, of course. $299.
Oh, hell no, for some Ray-Rays?
Yeah, they're going to get stolen anyway. Right.
They never came back and got in your car again, though, right?
Oh, I had to pay $500 to get a new key because it's a BMW. So you need a special key and get it off the chain.
It's got to come from Germany and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Exactly. It cost them $4.
How'd you get home that day?
It was in front of my house. I had to Uber everywhere.
Well, how'd you get to work?
Uber.
Thank God for Uber. Yeah. It's changed our lives.
Unreal. All right. Thanks, Abe.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you guys every day.
See, and this is the dumbest stuff. What are they going to do with
that
key?
Okay, but you know what? We got to take issue with him a little bit.
Yeah.
Who leaves their keys in their console?
Yeah.
Like, this is not like the valet. You park it in front of your house, you go leave the key in your car.
Yeah. This is not Austin, Texas.
No, it is not. Yeah, Ginger, well, I shouldn't say this because y'all might find her, but Ginger leaves her keys in her car because she can.
Yeah. She's middle of nowhere.
It's population 100 over there, and there's not a neighbor inside.
That's kind of the bad thing. Like, you know, now you have so many cars that, like, you don't actually have to stick the key in the ignition. You just have it either in your pocket or you throw it in the, you know, passenger seat or in the thing. So you don't, you forget you even have a key.
In the car, though.
Where did he live again?
My husband does.
And, okay, that's dumb.
But he parks it in the garage, thankfully. Otherwise,
no, you can't even do that.
That's just why would you leave your keys in your car?
No, because then if someone breaks into your house, they can just swoop, swoop with your car. Mm,
you can't even leave the garage door opener in the car anymore.
No.
Because once people get that, then they get in your house.
Ashley, what do they do? Yeah, it is Ashley. What do they get from you?
Okay, so it was a backpack, which is not that exciting, but my sister lived in Hayes Valley. We went to go get bagels. We're walking back to the car, and she sees this dude, and she's like, hey, that's my backpack. He's like, no, it's not. I found it. And she's like, no, it's my backpack. And he dropped it and, like, disappeared. So we caught the guy, like, seconds after it happened.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Wow, that's
crazy. Was her stuff still in it?
It had just happened. So, and I, like, didn't understand what was happening. I was like, how did that guy get her backpack? And she's like, no, my car's broken into. But it was awesome because she got it back. I mean, he like literally evaporated because we turned around and he was gone.
Wow.
That is crazy.
They're fast.
I know. And then, it was a bummer because, you know, there was glass all over the car, but it was awesome. We still had her stuff.
Well, hey, your sister and I have something in common. We've both been broken into in Hayes Valley.
I mean, I guess that's how it is. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
That's how it is.
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the names.
Nowhere is safe.
Nope.
All right, bye, guys.
Thanks, Ash. Happy Friday. Let's make it even happier for Melissa Farias. You still have a couple more minutes to get through. Get your bills paid from us at 888-456-9970. We were just talking about car break-ins in San Francisco. It's happened pretty much to everybody. And it's not just San Francisco. It's all over the Bay Area. Tim, you just got your car broken into?
Got broke into yesterday. Yep, I was at a gas station. I left my window down. I went in to pay for gas. And I came back out 30 seconds later. I didn't even notice that my bags and tools and lunch were gone because my jacket was still there.
Damn, they even took your lunch?
Oh.
They took my lunch. They took my lunch. They took some sunglasses. David took my construction helmet.
Oh,
all in 30 seconds?
Cleaned you out.
Where were you?
Well, the funny thing is that I was in Oakland on 66 by Oracle Arena.
Well, like our previous caller Ashley said, it ain't safe.
It ain't safe. Easy said that.
Regardless of what neighborhood you are in, don't leave anything valuable.
And you don't have to.
That's true.
Break in.
People will.
I had nothing visible when they got into my car. They took my extra pair of running shoes that I had in my trunk.
Oh.
Wow. It's like an old pair, just in case.
So
like,
it's
an old pair, just in case, you know, like I go to the gym and I'm wearing the wrong shoes. They took those. Like, it's so dumb what they take.
It's just dumb.
Wait. It's like, that's what you got? The spare pair of running shoes for me?
Hey, Greg, this is sort of along the line. Didn't, like, your ex-boyfriend, didn't, like, they take his car and, like, go for a joyride and then leave it, like, in the neighborhood? I remember this was, like, several years ago.
That was me. Yeah. At a house party. They stole my sister's purse, went outside, boop, boop, into my car, stole it for a month, and then left it somewhere. It was me and Jackie Hollywood. Remember at the house party that she threw?
Yeah, no, I remember yours.
Yeah.
I don't remember what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I have no man that had any kind of thing like that.
Okay. Maybe it's just in my mind. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up. But either way, I mean, that's another thing they'll do. They'll just take the car and ride it around in it for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Until they find it. Unbelievable. All right. Moving over into the dirty, the Jussie Smollett story just keeps on going. And if you think it would be awkward to have a coworker come back after what Jussie Smollett is doing right now, then guess what? It's really awkward on the set of Empire right now. Jussie Smollett had to go before a judge. They set his bail at $100,000. So, you know, he makes bail. He leaves. He goes right back to the set.
Why would you do that?
Well, you got to go to work. I mean, if he had to go to work, he had to go to work.
I mean, who was running that show, Jazzy? It's like, I don't care what you're going through right now.
I guess, but...
How weird.
No, that's so
it's
gotta
awkward. It's got to be awkward. Well, you know, we talked about yesterday how they had cut most of his scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I guess, I mean, they got to finish whatever story they're working on.
Do you think the producers are like, okay, well, now people are actually going to watch us again, so
no.
Might as well
yes,
put him
actually.
Into the show?
So yes.
I would think that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is so
like,
strange.
They say
this is the most. Like, Empire was on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they have bigger ratings for the the first episode of the next season.
Yeah, I mean,
than they've ever had.
I'll tune in again because I want to see what they do with the character.
Maybe the producers put him up to it.
Yeah, later he's gonna say they made me do it.
I also heard that these Nigerian guys they were on a like a whatever hold they were on, and then they had like one like a 90-hour hold, and they gave up the goods in the 89th hour. Like they were gonna release them, and they were like, okay, we'll talk. It's like you had an hour. You broke in the last hour,
really?
Because they can only keep you for so long. Like, God.
What, you let that
I know.
Long.
Well, here's the thing. I just never get these people. I watch these shows enough to know it's like the minute they bring you in, you clam up and you ask for a lawyer. Don't speak. Mm. Did Gwen Stefani not teach us anything?
Don't speak.
Like, I don't know why they tell the police anything. Like, I watch Dateline. I'm like, they bring the person in. They're like, did you kill? No, I didn't. Did you? Okay, I did. Like, what are you doing? Like, just they don't have any evidence on you. They're lying. Just clam up.
Yeah, but
ask for an attorney, and they can't question
they
you.
Know
you listening, Sal the Rat? Sal the Rat,
yeah,
we're talking.
Sal the Rat.
Sal the Rat.
Sal
always
the Rat, who always tells Jazzy everything.
Rat's a Sal.
Ask for don't an speak. Attorney. The next time Jazzy asks you a question about something that the morning show's doing, ask for your attorney, which is me. And I will come in and close it down. Yeah, we found out recently. We'll get into this next week, but we found out recently. Jazzy's been finding out all this information about us that he didn't know. And I was blaming this other person, and we found out it's Sal. So I've nicknamed Sal the Rat. Sal breaks. Jazzy pulls him into the office.
Uh-huh.
He puts bamboo underneath his fingernails.
Right.
And he breaks. Well, listen, Sal, anytime Jazzy has asked you any question, you text me immediately. I will be around that corner.
Mm-hmm.
I will break that up.
The guilt builds up. That guilt builds up, and you gotta like you gotta let it out at some point. So
not with me. I'll never feel guilty about anything I do. Listen.
Well, back to Jussie Smollett.
Ask for your attorney. That's what Jesse's doing. Jesse's not admitting anything. Jesse asked for his attorney, and he's not talking. And
well,
he's even
why,
going back to work.
That's why he's even. That's why he's able to go back to work. Because he in his mind, he's innocent. He didn't do this. This is an attack on him. Why are people turning this around? Making it look like he staged all this.
Jazzy would love him to work here. Oh, what? You just got out of the jail and you came back to work? See, that's a good work ethic.
Right. Are you kidding me? Jazzy would have given him a microphone.
Well,
and
listen. The whole,
and he'd have to broadcast live from jail.
The whole reason he did all this was because he didn't want to stop working. He mm-hmm. was going to get written off the show. So he, you, one thing you can say about him, he is very dedicated to his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he wanted to be there.
If you
listen, if I found out they were writing me off this show, I would throw one of those Shan type parties. I'd be like, damn, I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning anymore. Hey.
Where's that? Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó?
Oh,
where's that
God,
song?
I can't find it. Damn.
But this right. one, he staged an attack to go back to work. To go back. I think when I wake up in the morning, I always think, I wonder if I tell them I was attacked if I could not go to work. He staged an attack so he could go back to work. You know what? Now I'm thinking about this. Jesse, he's really a good guy.
Right?
I know.
We hire in.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
He's so passionate about this job. He staged an attack. I mean, really, that's what makes this even weirder that he went back to work, because he's trying to say, oh, I was unhappy with what
I was
getting paid.
Jazzy's giving him fire emojis right now.
Yeah.
Jazzy's like, fire emoji.
And he was worried that he'd be fired. Like, it keeps going back and forth. He thought he was going to be written out.
Well, good for him.
And he said he wasn't getting enough
perspective on this. Good for you, Jesse.
Here, I found the song.
Greg's party.
First song out. This is my favorite karaoke song. Believe it or not. Things you didn't know about Greg. This is my favorite karaoke song.
And back to the two Nigerian guys.
I think they were in Hamilton last night.
I'm glad they rebounded.
I was like, are those Nigerian guys? They are hot. Everybody up on that stage at Hamilton last night was hot.
I know. There's like, and there's like one white dude. And I'm like, oh, Shan. Shan would love that dude.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, careful, because these guys, these Nigerian guys, they figured out where these guys were that night for this attack because they went through the Uber records. That's how they were able to pinpoint.
Wow, you ain't safe anywhere.
With technology, there's no way you can do anything. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. I think, like, sometimes my neighbor makes me mad. They have that little, they plant a little flower, you know, out in front of their house and the thing. And I think, I just want to go out there and step on those flowers and, like, just crunch them up with my feet. And I'm like, you know they got a Ring doorbell.
No, they
you know they going to see me doing it. Mm-hmm. And they going to put me up on Channel 7. Mm-hmm. There's Greg from Fernando and Greg crunching up his neighbor's flowers. That little man may put them geraniums or whatever they're called up in there. And there I was with my shoes. Like, no, I just keep it moving.
My friend that has a Nest camera is like, Nest leads to arrest. Just remember that.
Keep well, that in mind. Your mom, you and your mom can't be cutting people's tires anymore.
I know.
You'll get on camera.
It ain't safe.
It's
ain't
the
safe.
End of an era. All right, that's your dirty on the 30s.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
When Warriors backup Jordan Bell went on Instagram Live this week, who knew a huge locker room brawl would break out between the team and be caught on camera? Now, it all started when Steph Curry, DeMarcus Cousins, and Alphonso McKinney were saying that Whataburger is better than In-N-Out.
Mm.
And there were some words exchanged after that. Jordan Bell was upset. We can't even play you the entire audio because the language is so insane. But this is just Jordan when he's overhearing the combo.
Over In-N-Out?
He sounds like a dog when they're like confused, when they like are looking
right? Like, huh?
Like, eh.
What?
Like, here, play him again. He's so funny.
Over In-N-Out?
I just want to say this. If you've not been to Texas, Whataburger blows In-N-Out out of the water. I mean, first of all, Whataburger got more than four items on their menu, okay? So you got a couple choices. Second of all, Whataburger's taquitos in the morning for breakfast are better than anything In-N-Out has on their entire menu.
You feel very passionate about this.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Steph Curry, DeMarcus Cousins, and Alphonso McKinney can't be wrong. Like, they right.
Mm.
Whataburger is better than In-N-Out. Way better.
We don't have those here?
No. You got them in Texas, Florida, Arkansas, some of those other little hillbilly
states.
What's
the Mark Wahlberg one? Isn't that Whataburger?
That's Wahlburgers.
No, that's Wahlburger.
I don't even know. Do we?
No, Whataburger.
They have one in Palo Alto.
Whataburger is different. They got the big orange sign. And Whataburger stays open 24/7. So when you got to get crunk and you get your Uber, you get an Uber, you get yourself over to that Whataburger.
It's a wrap.
And you can get yourself the number one with cheese, or you can get the number four because that comes with bacon.
Ooh.
Or you can get breakfast your way with them taquitos. That blows. You go into In-N-Out, they got them horrible fries.
Their
fries
nasty.
Just got voted. Their fries just got voted like worst in the.
Thank you. People love their fries. If I have them,
terrible.
I have to do them like animal style. And even then, I'm like, ugh, they're so dry.
I'll tell you who I love.
And
though.
They don't have.
Keeping it Bay Area. It's Super Duper. Come on.
Super Duper is bomb.
They are the best.
Forget
it and now. Forget it all. Super Duper is the bomb.
Don't forget about Jack and the Crack.
Well, the Warriors didn't care anything about that. I thought you weren't eating that right now.
But I'll eat the Super Duper. I don't care.
Space.
Give me that double.
Well,
give me that sauce.
Anyway, the Warriors were able to make up and they came to terms by all deciding that Five Guys is the best out of all of them.
All right, so Five Guys is good.
They settled on that. So they finally settled on Five Guys, which I will agree.
Mm-hmm.
I like Five Guys.
There's one off of Westboro. I want to go there.
There's one in Tamarind.
I want to go there, but I don't think I've ever been to Five Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Do they have one at Grayton? Is that the one in Grayton? Because then I eat there.
When I go there, when I go to Great, I don't eat. Oh. I just put money.
I am singularly focused
on winning me some money.
Then I think I did have, it's good. It's
but yeah,
good.
It's bomb. But I'm sorry, In-N-Out. If you were thinking of advertising, well, I apologize.
Anybody want to defend In-N-Out, though?
I mean, people love it, obviously. It's not.
It's a California institution.
Whataburger. Listen, sorry. We invented meat in Texas.
Ooh.
So that's just it. Mm. Like, we invented the cow. All right? So what you gonna do? Hey, and LeBron James has confirmed that Space Jam 2, the sequel to Michael Jordan's crossover smash hit in 1996. I still can't believe what, like, I laugh at this every time I see it. And then I go look at the box office for Space Jam. It was huge. Yeah. And the soundtrack to that produced a ton of hits, including this one, which I can't believe we're going to play. But
disgusting.
Should I stop it?
Let's play a little more.
No!
I mean, he's despicable.
Ugh. I know, right?
I hear he's about to go to jail. But, I mean, this was a monster hit.
It's a monster hit.
And I can't believe this song. Like, this song, which is so beautiful that people play at funerals, weddings, whatever, came out of Space Jam.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Space Jam, the soundtrack.
All right, I gotta stop it.
Well, Space Jam 2 is coming this summer. LeBron is not only going to star in it, but he also will be one of the film's executive producers, also producing the show. Ryan Coogler, who was the acclaimed Black Panther director. So you know it has some cred behind it. So look for Space Jam 2 probably next summer. It'll film this summer. Yes. It'll film this summer. And it'll probably be released next summer. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're
playing with balls, I'm all over it.